views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? You're with Artie, the show of Artie and Sky. This is true. However, I'm going solo today because, unfortunately, my wonderful, beautiful partner, Sky, is under the weather, and she has bronchitis, and she's a little sicky this week, and so I send my love and prayers to her. So for all you Earth angels out there, if you could send positive, loving, healing energy to Sky and her husband, Richie, and her granddaughter, Mia. They all have, all a little under the weather. So if you could just send your blessings and love to them, that would be awesome. All right. Now, I wanted to also express to everybody, if anybody wants a reading from myself or from Sky, a private reading. We're just as accurate in person as we are over the phone. And my private number to, well, it's not private. I want the whole world to know. it's 877-ANGEL-02, 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want to get an amazing reading from Sky, just give her a call at 908-500-1474. That's 908-500-1474. I also want everyone to know that if you're in the Jersey area, if you're in the South Jersey area, you're going to be there. If you're going to be there around January 25th, I'm going to be doing private readings in person at the Compass Massage in Ocean City from 2 to 8 p.m. So, you know, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, and or you could check out my website, ArtieHoffman.com, or you could email me, ArtieHoffman@gmail.com, and be happy to book an appointment with you. And let's see, the topic that I wanted to discuss with you was about working your will to make things happen. All right? When somebody wants something that bad, you know, as far as your goals in life, it's very important that you overcome the obstacles that could block you from achieving your goals. You know, it's very easy, you know, to, you know, take a situation and you could say, well, I don't have the money, or, oh, because of the kids, or, oh, it's too far away, or the sun got my eye, it's wet outside, that's a lot of time. The problem is, too many of us are looking for instant success. And when you want something to happen bad enough, you have to be able to take the lumps and bruises while you're going after your goals, because that's what separates the boys from the men. And that's what separates the girls from the ladies. When you want something that bad, all right, you got to be able to overcome all the obstacles if you want it that bad enough. Now, I'm going to explain something to you. This is something that I learned from Neil Donald Walsh. And he's the gentleman who wrote the book Conversations with God, a dynamite book, volume one. To be honest with you, I'm not wild about volume two. Volume three is okay. It's better than volume two, but not as good as volume one. But volume one of Conversations with God is the bomb. And that literally helped change my whole thought process about God and about life itself. And it really put me on a very strong understanding about how life really is. And it really did. I did a 180-degree turnaround in many ways in my thought process. You know, a lot of us, when we go to church or go to temple, we sit there and we say, you know, but what the priest is saying or what the rabbi is saying who's ever up there, it's like it doesn't resonate with us. You know, it just, you know, it doesn't sit right. You know, their attitude, what they have to say. I mean, yes, you know, it's nice to be in song with everybody. It's nice to be in prayer with everybody. That's the good part. But there's some other aspects about, you know, all kinds of religion that they express things, but it doesn't resonate with your heart. And so I feel it's very important that you could still, you know, be in church or be in temple and say what you want to say to God or the angels according to what feels right in your heart. You know, you don't always have to follow protocol according to religion. And it's very important that you, like I said, that you follow what feels right to you. You don't always have to go to church. You don't always have to go to temple to be in one with God, you know? And so there was a point that I wanted to make with Neil's book that I thought was extremely important. He has so many different aspects of that book that was just absolutely amazing. And, you know, it was through him that I realized that hell does not physically exist. Hell is an emotional experience. And that's all that is. There is a heaven. Heaven 100% exists, but hell doesn't exist physically, in the physical sense. So when you are like totally stressing out and you're like extremely bothered by an obstacle or a situation, that's living a living hell. You know, if you get caught at doing something you're not supposed to do, if your bills are being racked up, you know, there's a lot of problems in relationships. There's problems with your kids. There's problems with health, whatever. You know, when you are totally stressing out, hello, welcome to hell. Now, you don't have to stay in that state of mind. It's about learning to overcome these obstacles and willing to make these changes to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So what he taught me, what's one of the major things that I learned from Neil Donald Walsh is that there's a difference between wanting and desiring. All right. Wanting is when you want something. And it's a thought. That's what wanting is. Wanting is a thought. All right. Desire is your thoughts put into action create your reality. And so if you want to experience something in your physical reality, you're going to have to be able to work through this whole process to get from where you are to where you need to be. And you are going to have people who are going to play like the devil's advocate. What are you doing that for? What are you crazy? What about the kids? Look at all the time you're going to lose. What about if you lose money? What if this? What if that? Well, guess what? The what ifs, you'll deal with it while you're going after what it is you're going after. But if you want something that bad enough, then you're going to have to learn to fight for it. You're going to have to learn to go through certain inconveniences. You're going to have to learn to overcome, you know, a lot of inconveniences as far as, you know, not having maybe all the money that you want because you're doing this instead of doing that. You might not have the social time that you'd like to spend more time with your kids or instead of with your family or friends. So there's certain sacrifices that you're going to have to go through if you want the kind of happiness or the kind of success that you want. And a lot of it is also having to deal with, you know, I'll say New Year's resolutions. You know, if you want to lose the weight, if you want to quit cigarette smoking, well, guess what? You're going to go through withdrawals because your body or your life is used to being accommodated, you know, to having certain things. And, you know, there's a lot of inconveniences while you're going through transition. If you want to go and feel more happy or feel more free within your life, maybe that's a major goal in your life. And maybe it's about trying to break away from a relationship where you've been stuck for many, many years. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, how do I get out of this? So, you know, a lot of people become very emotionally codependent or they become financially codependent. And, you know, you get used to a certain lifestyle. And so what happens is that a lot of people grow comfortable in the uncomfortableness and they look at it as a way of life. But what I would strongly suggest that suppose you want to write a book, you know, suppose you want to lose the weight, you want to learn how to play an instrument, get in better shape, whatever it is, why don't you start it at the very beginning of the day before your life starts? So if you normally wake up at 7, wake up at 6. Wake up an hour earlier beforehand, or wait till the very end of the day until the kids are asleep and all your other responsibilities are taken care of. Now, it's easy to say, but oh my God, but I'm so tired at that point. So that's why I said, if you do things very first thing in the morning before life begins, then you could, you know, have the energy. But, you know, when it comes to if you have a novel or a book that you want to write, I find that the best time to write down your thoughts or any literature is at nighttime, you know, when all my responsibilities are taken care of. And I sit in a room with under candlelight. And I listen to soothing music, and it puts me in that soothing atmosphere. And then all of a sudden, spiritual magic happens, and I start to write, and or I start to do readings, and you know, and I project all these beautiful spiritual thoughts. So, but in any case, I'm going to be going through a commercial break now, and there is somebody from Connecticut who is waiting patiently to be read, which I will be more than happy to do. So stick around, everybody, because me, myself, and I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Skye deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie Hoffman and my wonderful partner, Skye. She is out sick this week, so we hope she feels better. And Skye, if you're listening, I send you my love and healing energy right now. And call upon Archangel Raphael to cover her whole entire body, to warm her, to comfort her, to nurture her and her husband and her granddaughter so that they feel better. They have bronchitis. And unfortunately, this is the season to be sick, unfortunately. But this weekend, I'm looking forward to getting away. We're going to Vermont, and it's going to be an awesome time. And managed to get a really, really nice room at the Equinox in Vermont. And it's a few miles from Stratton. And it's got a whole lot of everything there. So looking forward to getting away. And it's always nice to get away from your regular rat race of life just to break up the monotony, you know. You need a change of scenery. So that's going to be healthy. So if anybody wants a private reading from myself, and I do record all my sessions, whether it be in person in Woodbridge, New Jersey, or over the phone, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And if you want an amazing reading from my partner, Skye, who is a dynamite medium and psychic, her number is 908-500-1474. And just to let everybody know, if you're going to be around South Jersey around January 25th, I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey, at the Compass Massage doing readings. So again, if you want a reading and you want to meet me in person, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. Alrighty. So right now we have a person, a lovely lady from Connecticut, and her name is Pam. How you doing, Pam?
I'm doing great, Artie. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, you know, while we were off the air and I was focusing on your name, I'm getting the impression that I feel like the relationship that you're dealing with, I don't know if this has to do with your partner in life or if this has to do with your kids or at work, but I was hearing the song, I've done everything for you. You've done nothing for me. Where I feel like you're pulling most of the weight and someone's not pulling through for you in the way that you're pulling through for them.
It's funny. I could say that about work. My personal relationship, actually that was my question, but it was more about reconciling than current.
Okay, so your question, your specific question is about what? What is it that you specifically want to know?
If you see me having a successful reconciliation with someone from the past.
Okay, hold on just a second. I am going to look at my angel cards, and I will tell you what the angels have to say. So give me just a moment. Okay. And release communication. Don't worry, I'm still with you. I don't like to have dead air time, so.
I know. It did take me for a surprise, though, when you said, you're pulling your weight, because it is kind of where I am at work, but I can take care of that later.
Oh, okay, that's right. But what I'm getting with this is I feel that this relationship can step up by tenfold. I'm getting a yes with this, all right? I'm getting that through communication. I feel like so long as you're you and him are not afraid of communicating your thoughts to one another, then I feel that your relationship holds a lot of merit. And I don't always say that because with some relationships, you know, no matter what you do, it's just not going to work. You're on two separate pages. But in your case, I'm literally getting that, yes, this reconciliation is definitely capable of overcoming all your obstacles. And I really feel like so long as the two of you are very open-minded with one another, it's going to work. If he chooses, who's the one who's usually not the good communicator?
He is.
Okay, he's got the only way to... Huh?
Yes, he is not the best communicator.
Okay. This is something where he has to learn to gain more trust by opening up his feelings with you and that you're not to attack him when he's expressing himself. So whether you like what he says or he doesn't, it's like it's about understanding from his point of view. And I'm not saying that you have to agree with it, but it's like, okay, let him say what he wants to say without you having a meltdown. Because I feel like from his perspective, he's afraid to fully open up with you, or he's always been badgered before whenever he did open himself up. And so therefore, he's kind of afraid to open up because he's afraid that, you know, it's like, well, what's the sense? And so he tends to keep quiet rather than express himself. Is it him or is it you that when things get rough that you tend to laugh or giggle or just make a joke about it?
Probably me.
Okay, because that's what I was picking up. Rather than, you know, dealing with the issues at hand. I mean, the good news with this relationship, I really feel like that things are going to get better. And so long as you're dealing with the issues of what caused you to break up, to overcome it, then you're going to get through it. But you got to come to a place of acceptance. And you can't change the past. And if you're always going to bring up the past, and constantly beat the other person up based on the past, then it's not going to work. But
right.
The angels are clearly...
I'm just saying, I'm not the one who brings up the past. I'm more of a, you know, clean slate person. But my question to you is, we're currently not speaking, so do you see that changing in order to make this work?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it is. It is going to work itself out because the angels were. As I'm looking at the angel cards, they are clearly telling me that this is actually resolvable. It's going to take a few months. It's going to take a few months. Don't push or force the issue. I feel like after some time that I'm literally hearing 3 to 6 months, things are going to turn around, going back into forward again.
Got it.
And when it comes to situations like this, I'm usually not filled with the most positive results as far as what people want to hear, to be honest with you. But in this case, I really believe that, and I'm looking at the angel cards again, and they're celebrating joy, and there's going to be healing, and I'm telling you, this is going to be, don't worry about it. This is so interesting to me, and I wish that you were here to see what I see here, because as I flipped over the angel cards and I mixed them all up and then I pulled it out, three out of the six cards that I flipped over came out the same. And I got joy, I got healing, and I got resilience. And that represents, you know, the relationship is going to be healed. And I have the resilience is to overcome the obstacles. And the courage is to be able to speak up, you know, to be able to express, you know, what's really bothering you, or, you know, to come to terms with each other. But I'm telling you, in 3 to 6 months, it's gonna be better than it was before. And I really believe that.
It's funny. I've actually listened to your show a number of times, and I know you don't always give, you know, the sign that things are going to be, you know, rainbows and unicorns. So I'm actually
right. Surprised. Exactly. I like that. I might steal that from you. So, yeah, but no, I feel very confident with this, and you're going to see that things are going to turn around. But just let it settle for now. Don't push it. Don't force it. You know, do your own life. Do your own thing. And you're going to see, right in about 3 to 6 months, there's going to be an open opportunity for you to speak up or for him to come to you. And you're going to start to, you know, it's going to be very civil. But right now, we got to go to a commercial break. So thank you very much for calling in,
okay.
Pam.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right, everybody, stick around, because Artie, Arthur, and myself, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a 2-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers with audience Sky Siegel. And I just wanted you to know Sky is not with me today because she's under the weather. And if all of you Earth Angels could please send your Reiki energy, your healing energy and love to Sky and her husband, Richie, and to her granddaughter, Mia. They all are under the weather with bronchitis and all that other gooey stuff. So we send our love to you. And also to everybody else, you know, if you want healing energy for yourself or for any loved ones who you feel is, you know, if you're going through surgery, if somebody, you know, God forbid, has an ailment going on with them, you know, a problem physically, emotionally, whatever, or if you're really depressed, down and out, you know, email me and send me those people who you're really concerned about, and I will put the word out there to my personal Reiki friends, and we will send love, enlightened, healing energy to you. Just go to artiehoffman@gmail.com. And, you know, sometimes you have to understand that when somebody is knocking on heaven's door, just because we send healing energy to them, it doesn't mean that they're going to do a 180-degree turnaround and then all of a sudden get better. Sometimes it does work like that, and miracles have happened like that, 100% yes, for sure. Other times, it's about making the person as comfortable as possible while they're going through their transformational stage of life, and or to take away their as much pain as possible, if not to cure them, but at least to take away their pain. And, you know, it's difficult, you know, to go through such you know, hardships like that. And, you know, it makes us appreciate, you know, more of what God has given us, because a lot of us forget about all our blessings until the person or the situation is no longer there, or when your health is at stake. You know, it's like you don't realize that, you know, having healthy arms and fingers and legs and, you know, hands, you know, in your the joints of your body and stuff, when everything's going normal, it's like, well, you know, you don't really think about it. We take it for granted very easily. Not until you get slam dunked with some major pains, all of a sudden you go, God, what I wouldn't give just to be healthy again, you know? And so, you know, I have a feeling that's why we deal with certain obstacles and challenges in our life, to help us appreciate, so that when things are going right, that we could appreciate, you know, the health that God gives us, you know, our daily bread, our food, you know, the sun to keep us warm, where it's not so close where, you know, it burns our ass alive, and that's not so far away where we freeze to death, you know, although at some parts of the earth, it is that cold where you can freeze to death. And, you know, but still, you know, God, you know, gives us the air that we breathe, that we take for granted. And that's the way I look at it. When it comes to God, you know, it's like, how do I know that, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, how do I know that God exists? And I say, you know, it's a lot like air, or it's a lot like electricity. You don't necessarily see the air. You don't always see the air, or you don't see the electricity, but yet you see it in action. You see it work by looking at the lights that are on. You look at, you know, the TV that goes on, you look at everything that is on, but yet this is the energy force of electricity, but we don't see it, but yet we believe it because we see the results, you know? And, you know, playfully, jokingly, I tell people, you know, who don't believe in God or who have a hard time believing in God. So I said, when your kid sneezes, rather than saying, God bless you, what do you say? Better luck next time, you know? I don't know. I just always thought that was humorous. So, all right, Mr. Alex, we have somebody on? We have somebody who wants to be, who wants to talk to me.
Yes.
Red, something, something.
We have Kim. Kim from Ohio. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Kim. Hello. How's it going, hon?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely marvelous. I'm feeling healthy and alive, and that's a good thing. And what is it that you would like to talk about or ask me?
I'm trying to sell some land from my grandmother in Arizona. I have some land from my grandmother.
Okay.
In Arizona. Is it going to sell?
Hold on a second. I am going to look at the angel cards and see what they have to say. Hold on just a second. How many acres is it?
10.
10 acres? Okay. Hold on just a second. Is this, this is open land, isn't it?
Yes, it's vacant.
Okay, because I see it as open land, and I have a feeling that if you were to advertise it in a different state where there's horse country, I see somebody with horses coming in and purchasing the land, or they have livestock. I feel like if you advertised it in different states, whether it be Texas, Kentucky, I don't know. I just feel like it's somebody who has livestock and or horses is going to purchase the land. Hold on just a second. You want to know something? If you advertised it where there's a lot of cowboys, that it's for sale. I keep on seeing like a rodeo scene. I keep on seeing the, like around where there's cowboys. I have a feeling if you advertise it around this type of a scene, the land is going to sell, believe it or not. It's somebody who is definitely connected with horses and or radio or life, or I mean rodeo. You're going to have a bunch of disc jockeys fighting for your land. No, I'm only kidding. But that's what I feel. Just put the energy out there towards where there's people with horses. And because there's somebody who's going to say to you, you know what, I always wanted to be out in Arizona, or I always wanted to be out in Arizona and bring my horses there or to chill out there. And I could say to you, there's no doubt in my mind that this is what I feel. This is what I see happening. So it could literally happen as soon as this year, but you need to market it towards where there are cowboys or where there's like rodeo auctions or auctions for cattle or stuff like that. I'm getting really strong positive results with that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I do wish you a lot of luck. I'm sorry?
Do you see any love coming into my life?
Do I see love coming into your life? Hold on a second. I have no clue that why I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Actually, I do now. You want to know something? When you ask me that question, this is really funny. When you ask me that question, do I see love coming into your life? I literally was about to say to you, I don't know why I'm seeing frogs. But you want to know something? There's somebody, and this is going to sound a little strange, but there's somebody who you are going to end up befriending who might not be your first choice as far as overall appearance, but yet who has a heart of gold. And so the frog represents your prince. And, you know, it's like you are always used to a particular type of guy, or whether it be in their looks or whether it be in their demeanor. And someone else is going to come along that's going to blow you away out of right field. And it's somebody who you were definitely not expecting. But I'm seeing the frog, and now all of a sudden I'm seeing the prince. So, like I said, don't be overly judgmental with the person who has the kind, warm heart for you. And you're going to find him to be very funny. He's got a very playful demeanor about him. And like I said, as far as his overall physical appearance, he might not be your first choice just by physically, but yet you're going to get to know him on a personal note. How this is going to be, I don't know. Hold on just a second. How is Kim going to meet this fella, or where? You want to know something? This may sound a little strange to you, but I have a feeling that this person who you're going to meet, it's either you're going to meet him around a hotel atmosphere, or it's going to be around a country club atmosphere, and or he works there, or that's where you meet him. But I just started seeing this atmosphere. Yeah, I don't think he takes you to a hotel room. That's how you meet him. But yeah, for some reason, I just keep on seeing a hotel slash golf type atmosphere. And you want to know something? If I were you, and I'm very serious about this, if I were you, if there, you know, there's hotels that have halls in them. You know, lots of hotels have halls in them where they have, you know, dancing and parties and whatnot. So if you see like there's dancing going on, or there's a concert going on, or there's a DJ going on, to get yourself out there, you know, to put yourself out there. But it's not going to happen by you just staying home and not doing a whole lot. You don't go out much, do you?
No.
And so that's one of the issues. But if you allow yourself to push yourself a little more, you're going to see that you're going to meet him. And, you know, he has a very playful personality, so don't be overly defensive. Right now I got to go to a commercial break, but thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. All right, everybody, stick around, because me, myself, and I, Artie and Arthur, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Artie Hoffman and my partner, Sky Siegel, who's usually here, is not here today because she's under the weather. And if anybody wants to get a private reading from myself, whether it be in person or over the phone, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, and you can get a recording with that. And I'll communicate to your deceased loved ones, and I'll tell you your past, present, and future. I'll describe your future love. I'll tell you why your kids and your spouse is a pain in the neck and what you should be doing with them, you know, whatever it is you need. I can't guarantee lottery numbers, but I'll try. You know, I had one lady once say to me, you know, Artie, you know, she emails me. She says, Artie, can you please give me the Powerball numbers? Now, this is when the Powerball was like over half a billion dollars. And she goes, I promise that if it hits, I'll share some with you. Like, are you serious? Like, if I had that ability, like, I would just give it to somebody like that, you know? But not that I wouldn't mind giving away. I've given out over 50 winning lottery numbers. That's true. I have definitely, over my career, I have definitely given out over 50 winning lottery numbers and winning situations and with casinos and all kinds of gambling situations and investments. So, yeah, so I've been pretty accurate with that. If anyone wants a private reading with my partner, Sky Siegel, she's very, very accurate with her mediumship and her psychic abilities. Give her a call at 908-500-1474. All right, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Also, to let everybody know, January 25th, I'm going to be in Ocean City, New Jersey, in South Jersey, doing personal private reads in person. And if you want to meet me in person and get a private read there, I'll be there from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02 if you want to book an appointment. Check out my website, artiehoffman.com. And go to my, and if you want to email me upon anything to book an appointment or whatever it is you want, or to let me know about your loved ones who might be hurting. So if anyone needs healing energy, you know, feel free to email me and I'll send it out to my earth angel friends to give you lots of love and healing energy and blessings. That's Artie Hoffman, ArtieHoffman at Gmail. Now, it is a 100% proven medical fact and spiritual fact that anyone who is preyed upon before they do surgery, they always do better in surgery compared to the people who aren't preyed upon. Consistently, it has been proven in, university studies, believe it or not, besides spiritual studies. But we know that this is a fact. So it does help. Prayer 100% helps, not just for health issues, but also for anything, you know, whether it be to attract love in your life, whether it be for health, whether it be for prosperity or business. Very important that you think and visualize. You need to visualize what you want to see happen. You can't just hope for it and then always say, you know, nothing ever goes my way, or life really stinks, or, you know, I don't know, or, you know, you gotta, your thoughts 100% has an impact on the outcome of what it is you're going for. You have to feel it, breathe it, eat it in your heart and soul, and visualize it and say it in positive form for it to come about. And you're going to see, you're going to get a lot more positive results than negative results when you visualize it. If you live your life in fear and negativity, well, let me just tell you, negative thoughts plus negative actions equal negative results.
Hey, Artie, we have a caller on the line if you would like to take them.
Yeah, I will in just a second. Very good. Thank you. What's the person's name?
We got Paul from New Jersey.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So positive thoughts plus positive action equals positive results. So, all right. So you got to put that chemistry and that energy there for it to happen. All right. Because when you're a Debbie Downer and things are not going in your favor, and because that's your negative thought process, then it's going to continue to be negative. So, you know, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose by visualizing, you know. So if things have not worked out in your favor from previous experiences, well, guess what? You gotta have more blind faith. You got to just put in more positive energy until you get what you want. But if you're just going to think negative, how can you expect positive results from negative vibrations? It's not going to happen. So, all right, let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. We have about 2 minutes, so you got to tell me what it is that I can do you for. What's your question? And first of all, I want to thank you for calling in and our other listeners. So what is it that I can do you for, Paul? What's your question?
Just started. Yeah, it's work-related. Just got a promotion started on Monday. I'm just looking to see if there's anything you could tell me about how this year is going to go.
Okay. Hold on just a second. All right. You want to know something? This is exactly what I'm getting. I'm getting that it's nice to be nice, but don't be overly nice where people are not respecting you. I'm telling you, keep a nice demeanor, but you got to be firm and fair at the same time, because you don't want to make everyone a friend. I mean, you want to be friendly, but you don't want to make everyone your friend, because they will take advantage of you and they're not going to perform. So you have to hold leverage at your job, be warm and friendly, but not overly friendly, where they're kind of becoming too lackadaisy. So I feel like so long as they know that, you know, you're not afraid to pull the reins if they start becoming a little lackadaisy, you're not doing their job, then I feel like things will turn out okay. I really do. I feel like this is going to be a very good year for you, and I think that's the only thing that could possibly hurt you is by being overly nurturing, overly doting, overly too much, and help people become better at who they are rather than always just doing it for them. Well, I don't know how to do this. Well, I don't know how to figure it out. Help them to figure it out without actually doing everything for them, because then you're going to feel more and more pressure on your shoulders. Does this make sense?
Absolutely.
Okay, so long as you're not showing that you're a pushover, again, be warm and friendly, but if somebody is like laxing in their responsibilities, or just taking you as a joke because you're friendly. Some people take someone who's too kind or too friendly, they take it as a weakness rather than showing appreciation or he's a really cool guy. So again, just learn the art of that balance. And if you do, this is going to be a great year for you. And if you don't, and if you end up becoming overly too giving, it's going to be a very rough year. So that's my advice to you.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. All right, everybody. This hour went by very, very quickly. I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, again, if you want to check out, please, you know, Facebook me, you know, go Facebook and like my Facebook and I will befriend you. And also check out my website, artiehoffman.com. And if you want to email me upon anyone who's hurting or email me if you wish to book a session or a party, artiehoffman@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to accommodate you and take care of you. And we'll be friends. So, listen, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with a happy and a healthy 2017. May this be the best year of your life. May God and the angels follow you wherever you go and bless you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And until next week, everybody, you take care of yourself. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.